These opera pumps are my favorite object in our bow exhibition because they are one of the rarer examples of bows in modern menswear. I think they particularly encompass a lot of what our exhibit is about in that the bows on these shoes are purely decorative. Whereas many bows on men's shoes are about the functionality of tightening the shoe around the wearer's foot using shoelaces, the bows here, made of silk ribbon, have no function other than aesthetic pleasure. Another thing I love about these shoes is that people generally seem to be surprised when they realize that they are, quote, men's shoes, since they do not expect men's formal shoes to have dainty silk bows on the vamp, the technical name for the front of the shoe. Given modern ideas of masculinity and how it is represented in menswear, it's easy to see how someone might not realize these shoes are traditional formal wear dating back to the Regency period in the early 19th century. Or even more shocking, that this type of evening footwear was worn by Frank Sinatra. It highlights how social ideas of masculinity are so temporal. What is considered masculine in one period of time can be considered feminine in another. It also shows how the bow as a symbol can be interpreted in different ways based on body placement, shape, or material. Lastly, this object aligns with my enthusiasm for historical menswear and the relationship between formality and changing style. It seems that the more formal an ensemble, the more resistant it is to changing over time. These types of shoes are still a standard piece of men's formal wear worn with white or black tie ensembles, having remained relatively unchanged since their popularity in the early 19th century. While they may be mostly reserved for the most formal events such as the Vienna Opera Ball and state dinners, I think it's so interesting and special that we can still be connected to 200 years of history through what we wear.